Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately, and you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Hi, Boomer Geo, coming to you live, the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a Feel Good Football Friday. Jets lose the Patriots last night, and the Patriots are just in a amazing, quick rebuild. Second year of a quarterback, first year with Mike Vrabel as the head coach. Obviously, he's got a ton of experience, but this is the type of thing that we were asking for the Jets to do if they could this last hiring cycle, but I don't know if they could because Mike Vrabel certainly wasn't taking that job. I don't know any other coach who had a lot of experience if he would take that job, but this is going to be the thing that the Giants are going to be confronted with in this hiring cycle. Where do they go? Do they go with the established guy? Do they go with the young coordinator again? Does Mike Kafka impress enough where him and Jackson Dart's relationship is something they want to continue? And as we sit here right now, I mean, it can go in any direction, absolutely any direction, especially with the uncertainty of what's going on, you know, with ownership and they're selling 10% and Mr. Mara's health and all of those things. I mean, if you told me that the Giants hired Bill Belichick, I actually would not be surprised. If you told me they went to another coordinator, I would not be surprised.
Well, here's the warning that I would say. So you got Jacksonville, and you had Trevor Lawrence, you had Urban Meyer, boom, out, gone. Then you bring in Doug Peterson thinking that's going to, you know, unlock.
That hire, too.
We all did that hire. We all thought that was a really smart hire, but it didn't work for whatever reason. And, you know, Trevor's been kind of like is treading water, mm-hmm. and it's not been as good as it should be. Like, he should be ahead of where Drake May is, and he's not.
Yeah.
He's basically stuck in neutral. And so then they go hire another coach. But then again, you watch the Patriots. There's a prime example. They go out and they get a coach. It's too perfect. It was too perfect. And I know that, you know, Vrabel, people could say that he used the Jets as leverage or whatever. I mean, if the Patriot job didn't open, he would have taken the Jet job, and he would have been more than happy to be the Jet head coach.
You think?
I do. I really do.
I don't know, man.
And the reason I say that is because, you know, there's only 32 of them, and they pay really well. And, you know, he sat out a year. He had money coming from Tennessee, and, you know, then he gets the job from Bob Kraft. I mean, it's just too perfect. It was absolutely too perfect. And really what happened prior to Vrabel getting there, it was Gerard Mayo that was replacing Bill Belichick. And by the way, you never want to be the guy replacing the you know, the legend. You want to be the guy after the guy replacing a legend.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked out absolutely perfect for the Kraft family and for the Patriots.
It worked okay for the Steelers. Three in a row, right?
What's that?
Worked okay for the Steelers, three in a row.
Yes, it has.
You know, there was three guys that they just kept
stabilized going. Stabilized the franchise, but it's also ownership that has a lot to do with that. You know, I know that they're kind of like the Yankees of the NFL. They win, but they don't win championships. And they expect to win championships in Pittsburgh because they've won championships in Pittsburgh, just like the Yankees have. And I know that the Pittsburgh Steeler fan is probably pretty nervous now, thinking about the Ravens on their heels and the way that the offense played last week against the Chargers on the road. Didn't look good. And you wonder if Mike Tomlin is long for the Steelers just because he's been there for so long, kind of like Bill Belichick was in New England for so long.
Yeah, I know that this is a thing that's been talked about with Mike Tomlin potentially going to the Giants. I don't know how that works. I mean, you would have to trade for him unless somehow the Steelers let him go, which I wouldn't imagine that they would.
Well, so
I mean, I would love that. I think that would be great. I mean, you're talking about as long as he ends up, you know, hiring real coordinators. The same thing with Bill Belichick for years. You know, Mike Tomlin, when he had Dick LeBeau there, they were great. When they had Bruce Arians there, it was great. But then all of a sudden, like, you know, he ended up just promoting other guys on his staff and then never went out and got that great coordinator again until they finally brought in Arthur Smith. Now, you could say that that's worked or not worked, but it's been guys like, you know, Keith Butler on the defense was there and Randy Feetner and some of these other guys that are like, what are we doing with these coordinators? So, and especially if you're talking about a young quarterback like Jackson Dart, if Mike Tomlin comes here, he better be coming with an A-plus grade A offensive coordinator.
So if you're thinking that what is the Giant DNA? The Giant DNA is what? Running the ball and playing defense, would you say?
Sure. I mean, great defense, I mean, linebackers, really pass rush, yeah.
Right? It's, you know, it was all those great running backs, the tight ends, you know, the Mark Bavaros of the world. I mean, the quarterback has been the central figure for sure, but, you know, whether it be Phil or Eli, you know, even Kerry Collins to a certain extent, you know, the success that they had, they always felt like they were the unquestioned leader of the team, but they weren't the personality of the team. Mm.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, so like the team was tough. The team was like, we're going to run the ball in the Northeast under Coughlin and under Parcells, even under Jim Fossil when he was there. We're going to run the ball. We're going to be tough, and we're going to play our ass off on defense. We're known for our linebackers. We're known for our defensive ends. That's what got us to all these championship games. And then when we got there, the quarterbacks played their best football in the biggest games.
Yeah.
Right? And so I kind of think like, all right, what do we want here, or what do Giant fans want here? I think whether it be Brian Flores or Jeff Hafley, they're defensive coaches first.
Yeah.
And they got to fix the defense. They got to fix that, so, especially with some of the players that they have on this team.
Is the lawsuit that Brian Flores has against the NFL?
It's against the Dolphins, I think. Or is it the NFL or is it the Dolphins?
It's also, I think the Giants might be in there. This is what I'm saying.
Okay. So that might
remember that whole thing about he was there and didn't get a fair shake or whatever it was. And I mean, I remember bringing up Brian Flores a few days ago and I was like, wait a second, didn't he name the Giants in that lawsuit, or is he suing the Giants himself or whatever it was? I mean, I guess that can be worked out and disappear if the Giants want to hire him. I'm sure that the lawsuit gets dropped at that point.
Could the John Gruden thing get worked out and could that disappear?
I don't know, man.
He took a major hit, man. And you see him in his videos and stuff, you know, he's an intense guy. He's going to want his pound of flesh.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know how I feel about him, and I understand he's not perfect and it's been a long time since he's won, but like guys like him, they're not around all that much. It's a unique opportunity to have a guy with that type of experience, energy, respect, all of those things who's available. I mean, and sometimes you can hit on these guys and you could get the next Sean McVay or Matt LaFleur or Kevin O'Connell or
Kyle
whomever.
Shanahan.
Sometimes you can, but then for every one of those guys, you know,
Mike Kafka is that guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's not completely Jackson Dart's got to come back and he's got to be great. And the Giants have to win some games that they're not supposed to win. And there's a chance. He really is a chance. What are you looking for?
We got bugs.
I know.
Flying
I saw that.
Here.
I know.
What
I
the
saw,
hell? We got bugs flying around in here.
I don't understand.
Where are
now.
They coming from?
Fruit flies.
Is there larvae somewhere in here?
There has to be. I had this cup of coffee and this little gnat was circling around. And
they're
I couldn't
all
believe
over
it.
The place. So we don't even have our poinsettias in here yet.
No, in fact, Stephen was going to test fake poinsettias this year.
Okay, I'm
to
good
control
for that.
The bugs.
You know, but man, there are like
no, that stuff. No, man, come on.
I mean, this thing will kill anything.
Yeah, I know, including us.
It's not going to kill us.
Oh, it's so bad.
What that stuff?
It's so bad.
Disinfectant solution.
No, that's you ever smell that stuff, man?
Does this kill larvae?
Oh, dude, you don't even know what you just did to us. Do you know what that smells like?
I know what it is. I can smell it.
It's horrible, man.
Well, listen, anything but these freaking bugs in here. They're so annoying. Oh hey, God. Joe and Brick, what do you want this morning?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Happy Meat and Beat Friday.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about, meat and beating.
I'll be honest. Right now, Boomer, I seriously love you. I love your take. But right now, this is a major glaze spot for the Patriots. I mean, it's bad enough the Jets lose. But we got to hear about this glaze factory of Drake May and the perfect coach. And it's like, oh, my God.
You should hear me on WEEI when I go on there on Monday morning, man. It's unbelievable. I call it Victory Monday when I go on the show with those guys, Greg Hill and those guys up there.
Did you do that this morning?
Because I didn't do it this morning. I'll do it Monday, but it will be a Victory Monday there, too.
Yeah, you know what, Joe? You're right. I mean, and we did go to this.
What am I supposed to do?
I mean, a little over the top with the glazing.
They deserve to be glazed, just like the it's being glazed. We get some Dunkin' Donuts in here this morning.
By the way, I was going to say to Joe, we were at that Dunkin' Joy Foundation gala last night, and maybe that's why you've been glazed so much, because you've just been thinking about donuts, Dunkin' ever since. Yeah. Oh,
by the way, you look good last night.
Oh, thank you. You did too.
You showed up in a nice tuxedo looking good.
Well, you look better. I mean, you always have things that fit just perfectly. I don't, you know, but it was, I appreciate
you,
that.
I thought you looked great last night.
Yeah, it was okay. It's just, I don't know. It's always tough with
That's
you.
That's amazing. When I introduce you and I say, this is Gio. Oh, Gio. Whoa. I mean, people get all like verklempt and they start sweating and nipples start hardening. It's amazing. Just watching people react to you when I introduce you to them.
Yeah. It's never who you want to be all that excited about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the great Artie Lang line. If I was into plumbers, I'd get laid every night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of sports talk, it is brought to you and presented by Paramount Plus, streaming on November 16th, this Sunday. It's the return of Landman. It's awesome, by the way, from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is awesome in it as well. Featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, Sam Elliott, Landman. New season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
How about I met the guy who is the franchise owner of the Dunkin' in Sayville and in Blue Point right near me?
You're the man now.
I was like, all right, what can we do here? Hey, a couple free munchkins? What do you think? You toss me a couple free munchkins? Let's go to Chris in Port Washington. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, Gio. Hey, Boomer. I got one comment and two quick questions for you, Boomer. First of all, I have a mutual hatred of the Flyers. I'm a contemporary of yours, so I get it. Second, if the Islanders and Rangers find their way into the playoffs, do you put Schaefer's jersey in the freezer? And then the second question is, now that he's part of the family, I think he's got to get you a Christmas gift. If he got you an Islanders jersey, number 7 on the back, along with Boomer, and put a nice star where East Islip is on the logo, would you wear it?
No.
Oh, come on.
I will say this, though. I did send him some WASP gear for my WASP hockey team.
Okay.
Sent him some BEF gear from our golf tournament. So just to give him some clothes, he didn't have anything.
Jeez.
So, you know, my office thought it was a good idea. That wasn't my idea, by the way. That was Richie's idea.
Well,
because Richie seems to have all the ideas these days for BEF.
Yeah, go ask Rich.
Go ask Rich. You know, Allie comes in, Rich said this, Rich said that. Okay, good. I guess Rich is running the whole thing.
Well, that's what you love. Yeah. Like I say, you better
Hey, boom, I'm going to send Matthew Schaefer some stuff. Okay.
Yeah. You know, they say better to say whoa than sick 'em. And that's what you're saying with Rich. You know, whoa. You don't want to tell, you know, Rich, we got to get this thing moving on. You know, get off your lazy ass. You never had to say that to Rich.
I've never had to say that to him.
No. The guy's working all the time. That BEF van is zooming around Suffolk County.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you'd think that there was 15 of those things out there. Mm-hmm. It's just Rich.
Yeah, it's just Rich doing Rich stuff.
Richie Hahn, all-time great.
Yep.
Mount Rushmore of BEF.
Mount Rushmore. I've had a lot of Mount Rushmore people. I'm very lucky that way.
Yeah. Let's go to Ron in Tom's River. What's going on, Ron?
Hey, guys. I was going to debate Boomer about having an offensive coach compared to a defensive head coach, but Boomer, did you just say that people around Gio get hardened by him? Like, what is, can you?
I never heard of that before. I said their nipples get hard. I didn't say that they get hardened. They get heartened.
Oh, okay. Got it. So,
But you should see it. It's really amazing. When I see it, and then Christina was with us last night, and she saw it for the first time.
What? You're good football Friday.
What do you got for the Giants? What do you want?
I completely disagree with you about getting a defensive coach. If you look around the league and how the league's set up, it's set for points to be made in the NFL. I think the Giants for the last couple of years have only averaged, 13, 14 points? Do you think a defensive coach is going to help score 10 points?
Once Jackson Dark got behind center, though, they started scoring more points. That's for sure. And, you know, Brian Dable is an offensive guy. Mike Kafka is an offensive guy. They may go offense. I'm just saying there are a lot of Giant fans out there that feel differently than you do because they believe that their DNA, even though the NFL has changed significantly over the years, and nobody knows that better than I do, the DNA of the Giants has always been a stout defense that has led them. You know, think about their two Super Bowl runs. Yeah, the quarterbacks, you know, Eli played great. I would never take anything away because he plays the hardest position. But think about Michael Strahan, O.C. Umenyora. I mean,
Justin Tuck.
Matthias
Kiwanuka.
Right. I mean, think about all the plays that those defensive linemen made and kept those games close and getting after the quarterbacks that they were playing.
Offensive and defensive lines were amazing during those
right,
runs.
And I think their offensive line is good because Jackson Dart has made them good. It would be interesting now to watch with Jameis to see if he takes a bunch of sacks or is he going to be able to get away? Is he going to plant his feet and get rid of the ball within 2 seconds like Joe Flacco's doing out in Cincinnati and not taking sacks? And so I don't have to hear about it on Monday that the offensive line sucks. I'm sick of that. Yes. Part of that is the quarterback's responsibility to get rid of the ball.
All right. Gio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.